Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Father, who is seated in the heavens, we thank you for a new day in our lives. Thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you, Lord, for our going out. Thank you for our coming in. Thank you for your light that shines upon us on our path. Thank you for your leading, for your counsel. Thank you, Lord, for having chosen us as your own. We bless and we magnify your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Everlasting Father, we also want to thank you for all the past broadcasts, for your word that have gone forth. Thank you, Lord, for all the vessels that you have used to bring this broadcast to life. Thank you for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom, for all manners of testimonies that we have received as a result of the broadcast. We bless and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we commit today's broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that once again you will speak to us, that indeed your word will draw us closer to you. Your word will bring forth that gift of salvation. Your word will bring forth healing, deliverance, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, once again, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to this unique edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that indeed there will be a uniqueness in your lives. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that indeed this season the Almighty God will grant you total victory in all areas of your life in the name of Jesus. That you shall live the life of victorious. You will not live the life of a victim in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'm sharing with you what I titled, Is Risen. Our Lord Jesus Christ is risen. Is no longer in the tomb, is not on the cross, is risen, and is seated in the heavenly places with our Father, Almighty God. I'm going to take my text from the book of Matthew, Matthew 28, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 10. Matthew 28, reading from verse 1 to 10. Say, now after the Sabbath, towards the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guard trembled and became like dead men. Your enemies will be like dead men. They will tremble because the angel of God will appear unto them, and they will tremble. So verse 5 says, but the angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he has said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. Great joy shall come upon you this day in the mighty name of Jesus. As you receive this good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, your home shall be filled with joy. Your heart shall be filled with joy. The peace of God will permeate in all areas of your life. in the name of Jesus, because our Lord Jesus Christ is risen. And I'm bringing you that good news this day in the name of Jesus. So with fear and great joy, I ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, his birth, his death, his resurrection. Everything has been predicted, and it was as it was predicted. Brothers and sisters, never you doubt the word of God. Jesus said he came to fulfill the law. He didn't come to abolish the law. His birth, his death, his resurrection is a confirmation of all the predictions, everything that had been prophesied prior to his birth. Everything about the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is all about our Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to know that he has been predicted that our Lord Jesus Christ will be a blessing to the entire human race. In the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 12, reading from verse 3, God was speaking to Abraham here. He said, "I will bless those who bless you, and in whom who dishonor you I will curse." And he now says, "In you and all the families of the earth shall be blessed." In him and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And indeed, our Lord Jesus Christ is a blessing. It's through him that our Lord Jesus Christ came. So, brothers and sisters, it's been prophesied, and indeed it has come to pass. Number two thing is that he has spoken that to be forsaken by the Father in order to take away our sins. The book of Psalms, Psalm 22, verse 1, he predicted it. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the walls of my groaning?" It was predicted, and it was as it was predicted when Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross. In Matthew 27, verse 45, say, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lema, sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He was forsaken in order to take away our sins, in order to reconcile us back to the Father. It was predicted that they are going to spit at Jesus. And as it was predicted, so it was. Isaiah predicted it in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 50, verse 6. He said, "I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheek to those who pull out my beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting." And it was so in the book of Matthew, Matthew 27, 30. It says, "And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head." Just as it was predicted, it was so. It was also predicted that they are going to divide his garment. This was predicted in the book of Psalm, in Psalm 22, verse 18. He said, "They divide my garment amongst them, and for my clothing they cast lots." And it was so in the book of Matthew 27, verse 35. He said, "And when they had crucified him, they divided his garment amongst them by casting lots." Wonderful. Everything as it was predicted came to pass. It was also predicted that when the devil charges against him, our Lord Jesus Christ will not defend himself. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah predicted it. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. Isaiah 53, verse 7 says, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth to defend himself." And we can see that in the book of Matthew, Matthew 26, verse 62. Matthew 26, verse 62 says, And the high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that this man testified against you?" But Jesus remained silent. And the high priest said to him, "I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." You can see Jesus did not defend himself because he knew that everything he was doing was to fulfill the gospel. The gospel has already said he was not going to defend himself, and he followed that. He also predicted that they are going to give him sour drink. In the book of Psalm 69 verse 21, it was predicted. He said, "They gave me poison for food, and for my thirst, they gave me sour wine to drink." And this came to pass in the book of Matthew 27 verse 48. Say, "And one of them at once ran and took a sponge filled with sour wine and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink." Wonderful, wonderful. Exactly as it was predicted. That was how it was. It was predicted I was going to rise up after the third day. In the book of Uzziah chapter 6 verse 1 to 2, say, "Let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down and he will bind us. After 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up that we may live before him." And that was what happened in the book of Luke 24 verse 6 to 8. He said, "He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of the sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And on the third day he rose up again. Brothers and sisters, everything about this call we are talking about had been predicted. He came to fulfill the gospel. Prophet Zechariah predicted that he will be betrayed by 30 pieces of silver. In Zechariah chapter 11 verse 12, said, "Then I said to them, if it seems good to you, give me my wages, but if not, keep them. And they weighed out my wages, 30 pieces of silver." Exactly as it was predicted. In Matthew 27 verse 3, he said, "Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and the elders." Wow, wonderful. This God, don't play with the word of God. Never you play with the word of God. It was predicted that his friend was going to betray him. In the book of Psalm 41 verse 9, he said, "Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me." And it was as it was in the book of Matthew 26, reading from verse 23. Say, he answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me." Brothers and sisters, fear the word of God. Fear the word of God. There is nothing he says that will not come to pass. He was numbered among the transgressors. The book of Isaiah 53 verse 12, say, "Therefore, I will divide him a portion in the many, and he shall divide his spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death. He was numbered with the transgressors, yet he bore the sin of many, and makes intercessors for the transgressors. He took away our sins." Luke 23 verse 32, say, "Two others who were criminals, we are led away to be put to death with our Lord Jesus Christ. He was numbered amongst the transgressors, but he was not a transgressor. He was there to take away our sin." Jesus has risen to take away your sin. He has risen to take away my sin. The only thing we can do is to accept him and follow him. Follow his leading. Accept him as our Lord and Savior. He's the one who can deliver us. He's the one who can save us. He's the one who can lead us to eternal life. So why don't you accept him today? So wherever you are, just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will follow all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children. I bless your holy name. Pray, Lord, that you write their name in the book of life. For everyone who has listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will be with you. The resurrection power that rose up our Lord Jesus Christ will bring to life every goodness of yours that have been buried in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God will become real in your life. It will not be a mirage. In Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.